It's good to see you all. So we have been learning Hilchos Tshuva, and we did Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva last time. Today we are going to work on Perek Zion of Hilchos Tshuva. If you have a Rambam, look on. If you have, there's a link that we had last time. Rabbi Shabtai, are you able to put the link up? Okay. So we actually didn't read the very last halach of Perek Vav last time, and if we have a chance at the end, we'll go on to that. But since that was more of a postscript to Perek Vav, I want to start with Perek Zayin. And Perek Zayin is an incredibly important Perek in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, let's read it together. Ha'il u'reshus kol adam nesuna lo kumo shebiyarnu. Because we have free will, as we explained. So what does it mean as we explained? Because remember, in the previous Perek, in Perek Vav and Hey, the Rambam taught us that we have free will. In Hey, he told us the extent to which we have free will. We could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu or as wicked as Yeravam. In Perek Vav, which we learned last week, he told us that you shouldn't think that there are any psukim that imply that we don't have free will. So the Rambam told us that we certainly have free will. And that being the case, the Rambam says, so since we have free will, yishtadel adam lasos tshuva ulesvados bepiv mechata'av ulena'er kapav mechata'av. So a person should try to do tshuva. Now that word yishtadel is a very surprising word. We'll return to the question. You should try to do tshuva and to do vidui bepeh, to confess verbally, ulena'er kapav mechata'av, and to clean his hands from his sins. Kedei shiyamos v'hu bal tshuva v'yizkel chayelam haba. So that he'll die as a bal tshuva. Now that's also very strange. What do you mean? Like, why does he say so you'll die as a bal tshuva? And what, you shouldn't live as a bal tshuva? Is the only reason, you know, inyan, that we should make sure that we do tshuva before we die? Isn't it important to do tshuva when we're alive? So here we have two questions on this Rambam, and I'm going to add a third. Question number one on the Rambam is, why does the Rambam say yishtadel lasos tshuva? You should try to do tshuva. Why doesn't he say you should just do tshuva? For example, at the beginning of the halachos of tshuva, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, you must do tshuva. He doesn't say try to do tshuva. The Rambam wrote that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, or a mitzvah to do vidui. In Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, he said, you must do tshuva. He doesn't say you should try to do tshuva. Why over here does he say try to do tshuva? That's question number one. Question number two is, why does he say do tshuva before you die? Just do tshuva, right? Just do tshuva. What does it mean, do tshuva before you die? He didn't say that. Again, in the first three prakim of Hilchos Tshuva, when he talked about tshuva, he didn't say anything about tshuva before you die. The Rambam just told us to do tshuva. And here to this, I want to add question number three, and this is the most perplexing question. And the question is, why does the Rambam, and we mentioned this last week, split up his discussion on tshuva? The Rambam, if briefly we take a brief tour of Hilchos Tshuva, I know that many of you are learning Hilchos Tshuva with Rabbi Kahn. So if we just review back to Perek Aleph, he told us that you should do tshuva on all aveiros. Mitzvos asei, mitzvos lo asei, you must do tshuva. Perek Beis, he told us about tshuva gemura, the extent to which tshuva includes the total abandonment of the particular sin that you're struggling with. In Perek Gimel, he tells you the nature of judgment, which was a reasonable progression. Perek Dalet, he tells you the things that prevent tshuva, also a reasonable progression. Perek Hay and Vav, as we said, he tells us that you have to do tshuva. Perek Hay and Vav, he tells us we have free will. And now, Perek Zayin, he goes back to tshuva. So why did he interrupt his tshuva, his discussion on tshuva, which he had Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? He went on a tangent for two chapters on free will. And now, Perek Zayin, he's back to Hilchos Tshuva. He's back to talking about tshuva. The Rambam, as we mentioned last time, is the master organizer. Every piece of the Rambam, the order is so precise. And we don't ever find something like this, that the Rambam talks about a halacha for four prakim, goes on a tangent to talk about something else, and now returns to the discussion of that halacha. That makes no sense. So that's the third question. So the answer is, and this is an idea that the Rav says in Ala Tshuva, it's an incredible insight, which is, as we're going to read in one moment, and we'll see it explicitly, it really in Halacha Gimel, Halacha Beis continues with this idea that a person has to make sure that they do tshuva before they die, so that they don't die in a state of chait. And that's why you should do tshuva immediately, because you never know when you're going to die. You can't just say, I'll do tshuva when I get old. Maybe you won't get old. And the answer to this question, if we look at Halacha Gimel, is clear. And this is what the Rav pointed out. Halacha Gimel says as follows. Al tomar, she'en tshuva elam averosh yesh bahem ma'aseh. Do not say that there's only tshuva on sins that involve an action. Kegon znus, v'gazdal, v'gneva, like illicit relations or stealing, Ella, Kishem Shitsarich Adam Lashuv Me'elu, just like you have to do tshuva from Averos, what we call Averos, right? An Avera that has a Maisa, the Sora says, don't do X, and I did X. Just like you have to do tshuva from Averos, Kach Tsarich L'chapeis B'deos HaRosh Yeshlo. You have to look at your character traits, the negative character traits. The Rambam uses the word deos, which is similar to what we would call midos. Maybe we'll talk about why he uses that word. But a person should look at his negative character traits, the lashuv mehen, and do tshuva on them. And he gives examples, as we'll read in a moment, like anger, hatred, jealousy, competition, involvement in hitul, involvement in like a silliness, running after money excessively, or honor, or pleasure. On all these things, he has to do tshuva. And then the Rambam says, actually, doing tshuva on these things is much harder than doing tshuva on avera. When we're doing tshuva on avera, it's much easier. Not that that's easy either, but it's much easier. To do tshuva on a trait, on a character trait, that's much more difficult. So now, let's go back, and we could answer all three questions that we had. We'll do number three first. Why does the Rambam introduce and interrupt his discussion on tshuva in Prakim Hay and Vav to discuss free will? The answer is very simple. The answer is because intuitively we all feel free with respect to our actions, right? If I asked anyone, almost all people, you know, do you have the freedom to choose to steal or not to steal? To punch somebody or not to punch them, to do a bi'il asura, even to eat, you know, pork or not to eat pork, you'll say, yeah, I have that freedom. I could choose not to eat pork. And therefore, when the Rambam talks about shuva on averos, which is what he discusses in the first chapters of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam did not need to introduce the concept of free will. Because with respect to actions, it's pretty clear to most of us that we have freedom with respect to our actions. We can control whether we're going to eat that kosher food or not control, eat that food. We have that in our control. But when it comes to tshuva on deos, on character traits, it is so easy and natural to believe that we don't have the freedom. What makes our personality, our nature, I was born this way, or our nurture, this is the way I was raised, this is what I grew up with. And any of us who have ever tried to work on correcting character flaws, I know that this is the case. We know how hard it is. We know how hard it is to change a trait that's really deeply rooted in us. And so a person could read the first chapters of Hilchos Tshuva, read the first four chapters of Hilchos Tshuva and say, good, I'm going to do tshuva for all of my averos. What's an avera? An act. An act. I did an avera. I'm going to do tshuva for that avera. But I can't really change my personality. That is who I am. I am who I am. This is the way I was born. This is the way I was raised. I can't change. And so the Rambam interrupts his discussion on Hilchos Tshuva to tell us that we have free will. And not just to tell us that we have free will, but to teach us the extent of our free will. And not just that we are free with respect to our actions, but also with respect to our character traits. And that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Hey. He writes in Hey, Beis, don't think, don't imagine the notion that so many people think that God makes a person the way they're going to be, or that we don't have free will for some other reason. No, everybody could be a tzaddik like Moshe or a rasha like Yeravam. And it's up to you. You could be kind and compassionate, or you could be cruel. And he writes that we're free with respect to deos. Chacham osachal, rachman oachzari, kili oshav. V'chein shar kol hadeos. Likewise, with respect to midos, with respect to deos, with respect to personality traits. The Rambam says that we're not just free with respect to deeds. We're free with respect to traits. And that's why before the Rambam started talking about tshuva on traits, he had to introduce that with his discussion on freedom and free will, where he proved that we're free with respect to our character traits. Because as we explained last time, if I'm not free with respect to character traits, then there's no such thing as tshuva. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as tshuva. There's no need for tshuva if I'm not free. And there's no such thing as tshuva. I can't change if I'm not free. And so before the Rambam gets into his discussion on tshuva regarding character traits, the Rambam first proves that we're free with respect to character traits. It's true, of course, that nature and nurture plays a huge role. And the Rambam writes that as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam actually has a whole halachos, a whole set of halachos, just like there's Hilchos Tshuva, there's Hilchos Deos. Those are the halachos on character traits. And the Rambam writes at the beginning of those halachos that naturally people tend towards the extremes as opposed to what's correct, which is the middle path. Some people naturally tend towards anger. They're easily angered. Some people might have the opposite extreme. They're totally passive. They're unemotional. Like nothing gets them worked up about anything. They just, you know, they're bland and blah. And you need the middle path. You need to be able to be passionate, but not angry. The Rambam says about all the character traits, most people tend towards one extreme or the other. We're not naturally good-natured. We don't naturally have good middos. So the Rambam tells us that nature plays a huge role, and he talks about this extensively, actually, in his Shmona Prakim. He talks about how some people very easily could acquire a particular character trait. They're very nice people, and it's easy for them to be nice. While for others, it's so hard to be generous. Whether it's because the way they were born, because of their upbringing, because of their trait, whatever it is. But it's so hard for them to be generous. Others, it's easy. So the Rambam tells us, before discussing tshuva on character traits, which is the topic of Perek Zayin, that it's possible. We're free even with respect to those. Not that it's easy. It's extraordinarily difficult. But we are free ultimately. And that's why there's tshuva on traits as well, not just on deeds. So this explains the order of the Rambam. It's quite incredible, right? We have his discussion on tshuva. Then we have his discussion on free will, which tells us the scope of free will, even that it includes character traits. And now we can talk about tshuva on character traits. And with this, we could understand the beginning of Perek Zayin. What does he say in the beginning of Perek Zayin? Yishtadel Adam Lasos Tshuva. This was our first question. And we asked before, why does he say Yishtadel? You should try to do Tshuva. Why doesn't he just say, like he says at the beginning, do Tshuva? Right? Do Tshuva. What's Yishtadel? Try. And the answer is, and I think I heard this in the name of Rav Lichtenstein, that the answer is quite profound. Because when it comes to tshuva on deeds, we just tell a person to stop, right? Stop. Person eats non-kosher food. We say, stop, do tshuva. I know you like the taste of bacon. I know you eat a lot of bacon, but just stop. But when it comes to tshuva on character traits, that's not an approach that's going to work. Somebody, for example, who struggles with anger, they blow up at their children when they mess up, they blow up their wife, their employees, whoever it is, right? They just get angry. So you tell them, stop. It's very unlikely. And not just you tell them, they decide, okay, you know what? That's it. I'm never getting angry again. That's it. I see how destructive it is. I see how painful it is upon other people. I'm not doing it again. I'm not getting angry, right? What are the chances that that's going to work? It's not very good. It's not very good. And that's why the Rambam uses this word yishtadel. You have to try. You're not going to succeed always. It's going to be a process. It takes time. And that's why the Rambam writes, and this is what Rav Tursky was medayik. He emphasizes, he doesn't say do tshuva in Elul. He says, it's a lifetime process. What's your goal here? Your goal is to make sure that in your lifetime, you improve, that you die a Baal Tshuva. And that's why his emphasis is not like it was in the earlier Prakim, do Tshuva. Do Tshuva. No, the Rambam writes, Li'olam, that you have to, yep, right? You have to make sure, as he writes in Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, that you die, or really even end of Halacha Aleph and Beis, yeah. Kedei shiyamos v'hu bal tshuva, v'yizkel l'chayel mabah. It's a lifetime process. It's a lifetime process. This is not an Elul project. It's not a Aseres Yemei Tshuva project. Maybe you'll start it in Elul. Maybe you'll be inspired on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to work on this. But it's not an Elul project. You're not going to change your character in an Elul. What the Rambam says is it's a lifetime project. So that when you die, and none of us know when we're going to die, but we all are going to die, we're going to make sure that when we die Baalei Tshuva. We're not going to die with the same character traits that we were born with or that we were raised with. We're going to make improvement in those character traits. And that's what the Rambam says. This is a lifetime project. Maybe when it comes to tshuva on maisim, on actions, that's an Elul project. That's a Aseres Yemei Tshuva project. That's what he writes in Perek Aleph. Just do it, right? You could stop. You could do it. You do this action that's bad, so stop. But when it comes to midos, when it comes to deos, the Rambam writes, it's a process. It's a process. And that's quite quite a extraordinary idea. And that's what the Rambam's saying over here. That's what the Rambam's saying over here. Okay, so that's Perek Halacha, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And he quotes, by the way, at the end of Halacha Gimel, he quotes a pasuk that emphasizes this. The pasuk from Yeshayahu, we know it from the Haftarah and the Fast Day. The Chenu Omer at the very end of Halacha Gimel, Yazov Rasha Darko, Vish Aven Machshavosav. So Yazov Rasha Darko is not talking about tshuva on Maisim. It's talking about your derech, your path, your personality. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, continuing in Halacha Dalet. Al yadame ba'al tshuva, shehu meruchak, mimailas ha-tzadikim mepnei ha-avonos v'achataim sha'asa. At this point, the Rambam now turns to chizuk in tshuva in general. And especially chizuk for the Baal tshuva. And he says, don't think that just because you're Baal tshuva, you're somehow lesser than the tzaddikim because of the avonos or the chataim that you've done. Person might think that, okay, I tshuva, God forgives me, but, you know, I'm not the same, right? It's not the same as if I never sinned. There's still some type of pigam, some type of residue or chisaron from my sins. No, ena davar kein, that is not so. The person who does tshuva is ela ohov. He's beloved, v'nechmad, he's precious, hu lefnei aborei, before God, ukilu lo chata me'olam, as though he never sinned. And not just that, not just he's beloved like he never sinned. V'lo od ela shescharo harbe, sheharei me'tam tamachet, upirish mimenu, v'kavash yitzu, your schar is so much greater. Because you tasted the taste of sin, you enjoyed it, and you separated. You overcome that yetzer that you had. Amru chachamim. The sages taught, makom shebali tshuva omdim bo, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamod bo. The place where bali tshuva stand, even the most righteous tzadikim can't stand. You're the place of the Baalei Tshuva is greater than the place of those who have never sinned. Because they have to overcome their desire more than them. They're kovish as yitzram, right? The Rambam referring to the idea of lefum sara agra. It's much harder if you are habituated. A person, you know, who never smokes and doesn't smoke, that's not so impressive. A person who was a smoker and quit smoking, that's much more impressive. So the Rambam's saying that the person who has sinned and changed, that's incredible. His mile is greater. And it's not just that he has to work harder, though that's true also. But the Gemara famously explains that someone who does tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love, zdonos nasus chuyos, their averos become mitzvos. And the simplest understanding of what that means, though there's a deeper Kabbalistic understanding, which maybe we'll talk about another time, but the simplest understanding is that means that because they grew from their averos, from the experiences, they too, they were transformed by those experiences, they grew from those experiences, so that they turned to zchuyos as well, they turned to mitzvos as well. And that's what the Rambam's saying, that they that the mila is greater. You know, it's very interesting if you think about it. The Gemara tells us that there are certain people that never sinned. Binyamin, Amram, the father of Moshe, Yishai, the father of David, right? People that never sinned. But they weren't really the greatest people. David was greater than Yishai. Moshe was greater than Amram. Yehud and Yosef are considered the greatest shvatim, more so than Binyamin, even though Binyamin never sinned. Because the process of sinning, as Moshe did, as David did, as Yehuda did, as Yosef did, and then growing through that experience is what really creates greatness. And that's what the Rambam is saying here, perhaps. The Rambam continues, Halacha Hey, Kol Nevi'im Kulam Tzivu Al Tshuva. The prophets all talked about, all instructed us to do tshuva. V'ein, and certainly when you learn the Nevi'im Achronim, that's the central theme, really. But really, even in the Nevi'im Rishonim, even in Chumash, there's no question that the central theme, or a central theme of this week's Parsha, Nitzavim, and certainly Vayelach, and certainly Hazinu, is all about tshuva. Bein Yisrael Negalim Ela B'tshuva. The Jewish people only be redeemed through tshuva. For if Ticha Torah Shesof Yisrael Lasos tshuva, Besof Galusan Umiyad Hein Negalim. And the Torah already promised that the Jewish people will do tshuva at the end of their galus and be redeemed. Now, this is very important, because after the Rambam said that we'll only be redeemed if we do tshuva, so then, you know, you might be thinking, all right, that's it. You know, I don't think we're ever going to be redeemed, right? Are we really going to do tshuva nationally? So Rambam says, yes. Yes, we will be. Redemption will come after tshuva, but we will do tshuva. And how do we know that? Where was this promise? Shenemar. The Pasuk says, we're going to read it soon in Shabbos. Vaya ki avahu alecha kol advari ma'ela. Habracha ba'aklala asher nasati lefanecha. It will be, after all these things have happened, the brachos and the klalos that I've placed before you, v'ashevos al levavecha, and you shall take it to heart, v'chol agoyim asher idachacha, Hashem alokecha shama, among all the nations that God has scattered you, v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha, and you shall return to God, v'shav Hashem alokecha shvuscha v'richamecha, and then after you've done that tshuva, God will return to you and return your exiles, and he shall have compassion on you. And he will go and gather you in from all the exiles where he has scattered you. This is this week's Parsha, Parsha's Nitzavim. The Pasuk continues, no matter where you are, no matter how far you flew, from there, God will gather you in, and he'll bring you back to the land of your forefathers. And he'll make things greater and better than they ever were. Halacha Vav. Gadol ha-tshuva shemekareves es ha-adam l'shchina. How great is tshuva? That it brings a person close to the Shechina. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, return all the way till God. It brings you all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings you close to the Shekhinah. In other words, Shuva doesn't just take away the punishment, erase the pagam, but it brings us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it brings us up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nemar, V'lo Shavtem Adai Ne'um Hashem. V'nemar in Tashuv Yisrael Ne'um Hashem. Elai Tashuv. Kelomar in Tachzor B'tshuva Be Tidbak. These psukim are saying that if you return to tshuva, you will cling to me. Our sins bring us far away from God. They distance us from our Creator, and tshuva brings us back. And in a sense, that's such a big part of tshuva, especially the type of tshuva that he's describing over here. It's a restoration of that which has been broken in our relationship. Hatshuva mikareves es harechokim. Tshuva brings those that are far close. Emesh hayazeh sanui lifnei hamakom. Earlier, before he did tshuva, he was despised by God. Meshukatz umeruchak uvetoeva. V'hayom hu ahuv v'nechmad karov v'yedid. Instead of being abhorred and disgusting, he is beloved and precious, close, a yedid, a friend. It's quite an amazing thing if you think about it. You know, when we think about the metaphors used to depict the relationship between Kol Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we know, like we say, Ki Anu Amecha V'ata Malkeinu, he's our king, he's our creator, he's even our father. Other metaphor, Shir Shirim, spouse, Yedid, a friend, right? Yedid Nefesh. It's quite amazing that we're compared, our relationship, the relationship of the Baal Tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of friendship, which is quite extraordinary because it implies a certain degree of equality. Now, of course, it's not the only metaphor used to depict our relationship. He is still our king and our father, but he's also our yedid. V'chein atamotze shebelashon shakadosh baruch hu merachek es achotin ba mekarev es hashavim. In the same language that's used in Tanakh to depict how God pushes away those who sin, shall we find the same language used to describe how he brings close those who return, those who do tshuva. Ben yachid ben rabim, whether individual or community. Shenemar, v'haya b'makom asher yomar lahem lo amiyatem, yomar lahem b'ni el chai. Instead of saying, you are not my nation, you will become my child. Shenemar, b'yechan yahu, b'rish aso kasu al ha'ish hazeh ariri gavar, Lo Yitzlach Biyamav, they said about Yechaniah, the wicked king. Initially, he's going to die Ariri. He'll have no success. In Ya Kinivehu Kinihu Ben Yoyakam Melech Yudah Hosem Al Yad Yemini Kimisham Es Kanecha. The Kevan Sheshav Bigaluso, because he sinned, he did tshuva, even though it was in his galus, right? Remember, he was taken to Babel. And he repented in Bavel, but since in the end of the day, he did tshuva. And how do I know this? Ne'amar b'Zerubbabel b'no, it says about Zerubbabel the son. This is from the book of Chagai. V'yomahu ne'um Hashem tzevakos ekachacha Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel avdi ne'um Hashem v'samticha kachosam, right? This is Hashem referring to Zerubbabel. So he says about Zerubbabel, what does it call his father? Zerubbabel ben calls his father Shaltiel Avdi, my servant. We all know that Avdi is, in a sense, the greatest compliment that we find in Tanakh, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is called Avdi, Yoshua is called Avdi. And here we have the Pasuk saying about Chanya, the son of Yehoyakim, that he's Avdi, even though he was such a Rasha, right? And it says about him, about Yechaniah, that he was going to die childless, and he's never going to prosper. But then, because he does tshuva, so he's called Avdi. Halacha Zayin, Kama Me'ula Ma'ilas Hatshuva, Emesh Hayamuvdol Me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenemar Avonoseichem Hayu Mavdilin Beineichem Levein Elokeichem. Look at how exalted is the person who does tshuva yesterday, meaning before he did tshuva. He was separated from God. His sin separated from him and his creator. Tzoek ve'enonene, he would cry out, but would not be answered. Shenemar gam ki tavu tefilah ineni shomea. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshayahu that even if you cry out, I shall not listen to your prayers. Va'osem mitzvos v'tarfinos an biado. The avarian, when he does mitzvos, even when he does good things, those mitzvos are not accepted. Those mitzvos are torn from his hands. Shenamar mi bikeshos miyadchem ramos chateirai. I didn't ask you to do these, it's talking about korbanos, to trample on my courtyard. I didn't want that of you. Mi gam bachem v'yizgar delasayim v'lo ta'iru mizivchei chinam. Ein li chafetz bachem, amar Hashem Tzvakos. U'mincha lo erzem miyadchem. Hashem's not interested in our mitzvos or korbanos. O lo seichem sofu al zivcheichem v'achlu basar. I'd rather you eat meat, stop with the korbanos already. V'hayom, but today, after he's done tshuva, mudbak b'shechina, he clings to the Shechina, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, batem ha'vekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Tzoek, he cries out now, v'nene miyad, he's immediately answered, shenemar, v'yatam yikra'u v'enyana, even before he calls out, I answer him. V'osa mitzvos, he does mitzvos, u'mekablen osam, b'nachas, v'simcha, Hashem accepts those mitzvos with joy, with pleasure, with joy. Shenemar, he kvar ratzah Elohim es ma'asecha v'lo od elashim s'avim lahem. God desires those mitzvot. Shenemar, v'arval Hashem inuchas yuda kimei olam uchshanim kadmon yos. Okay, we're out of time. We didn't quite finish the parak, but I think you've seen enough to at least want to finish on your own. What an incredible parak. What an inspiring idea. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up next week with Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva. So I want to wish you all a good day and turn it over to Rabbi Shochan.